Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. Macca's in Muswellbrook. It's a pretty popular place, and the roadworks around there have certainly caused a bit of conversation on social media in recent times. And I think after one of the more recent times I spoke to Mayor Steve Reynolds, miraculously the surface seemed to improve greatly. Steve Reynolds happens to be on the phone. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, how are you going?
Good, mate. Did you go and give someone a lesson in how to make a flat temporary surface, or was that just a pure coincidence?
I think it was coincidental in the time frame with all the rain that we've had, and we were hearing the community's concerns, and we had the same concerns. Of course, I travel that road, so community and safety comes first.
Absolutely.
And we've been able to get to there, so happy with the way things are progressing at the moment. And, hopefully soon rather than later, without any rain developments, we should be able to, rain events, we should be fine.
Now, Macca's, as I mentioned, they've been operating apparently on, a temporary consent from council to allow to operate for 24/7. Now they're coming forward and asking to have that put in place permanently. How long has this trial been going on?
About 12 months. When COVID struck, the state government, New South Wales state government, put things in place that we were able to, well, McDonald's were able to operate for the 24/7 through the drive-through as part of the COVID and assisting businesses. Then they applied to council to have it as a 12-month trial, or have it permanently. We gave it a 12-month trial. And now it'll come back before council with the recommendations from staff as to what the outcomes are and what they recommend, and council will make the decision.
So is this something you expect the community would make much comment on? It's now out for community consultation?
Well, we'll go out to those people that lodged submissions in the last time that we had this come before council and give them the opportunity. We'll also take into account any complaints that they've had over that period of time and social impacts, but my phone rings about this topic. I haven't heard anything, but like I said, it will come down to our staff report that comes before council. I can't predetermine anything.
I imagine if I was to door knock the houses across the road from where you exit McDonald's, you might get a couple of people go, yeah, I don't really like it. But on the other side, I think there's a motel, and when you're staying in a motel overnight, Macca's is probably a quick and easy place to go and get your breakfast in the morning. So I wouldn't imagine there'd be too much controversy with this one.
Well, look, it comes down to, again, in the area that it is, what they've zoned and the impacts it has on the residents, taking all those things into consideration, and how things have travelled during the trial. So we haven't got any documents before us at the moment that we can make an informed decision on, but those are the things that we'll be taking into account for sure. But like you said, it's been utilised of a morning if you live across the road. I know that previously when I dealt with members of the public that had concerns with residents over there, that they met with McDonald's and there was mitigating factors that Phil at the time, I think he's still the manager there or the owner there, but he was helping them assist them with putting things in place.
Cool. Okay, so sort of on topic but off topic, what's your favourite item at Macca's?
Mine?
Yeah.
Definitely a Big Mac boy.
I never would have picked that, actually. I would have thought you were a filet-o-fish man.
No, definitely a Big Mac man, mate, if I go to McDonald's. So, yeah. Okay. Rest assured, if we ever catch up for a coffee over there, I'll be having a Big Mac.
Yeah, well, I'll be having a soy decaf flat white, so there. that demonstrates the difference between you and me. Well, exactly that. I just get a coffee and sometimes a hash brown. That's about my take. Thanks very much for joining us, and submissions are open for a couple of weeks with council. Just go to the Muswellbrook Shire Council website and you'll find all the details there if you want to put forward a submission either for or against a permanent 24/7 operation. Mayor Steve Reynolds, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, mate. If I don't see you before end, I'll see you at the pool opening on Saturday.
I've got to work.
Really?
Yeah. So you can rest assured the community won't be scared by my presence on Saturday.
Well, they might see myself and Big Dan Rappacoli and Dave Lazell in all that glory.
God, okay. Well, I predict Dan's beard will win.
Yes. Definitely, I can't outbid that one.
I might get down there Sunday, maybe quietly on Sunday morning before the crowds get too big or something. So,
no problem. Thanks,
anyway,
Darren.
Good luck with the opening. Thanks, mate. That's Mayor Steve Reynolds on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.